travel?
You know, we're still talking about it. We were thinking about going out to Colorado. If we do so, we're going to drive, which I kind of like that drive anyway. So, you know, that's still on the table. But for the actual Christmas holiday, we're going to be right here doing kind of a small little get-together thing. And hopefully we'll get out to Colorado shortly after to see my folks.
I hope you get that opportunity sooner rather than later. Michael, always good. Thanks so much, man, for everything you do for our show and for your friendship as well. We will talk after Christmas and maybe after the new year.
Of course. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you, my friend. There you have it. Michael Schaus joining us, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And don't forget that this special NPRI report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association and my good friend Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, that big, beautiful blue building that stands high there in Mound House. Yeah, out on 50 Highway East, if you're up in that neighborhood. Stop on by and say hi. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Now it's 4:30 as I check out the traffic cams right now. A couple of crashes are working on area freeways. 215 southbound, that's at the Summerlin Parkway on-ramp. It's on the left side. Another crash, that is Las Vegas Boulevard North at the 215 interchange. Slow trying to squeeze through there. Look for some shoulder activity on the left side. That's Interstate 15 south. The on-ramp at Blue Diamond is affected there. Otherwise, you're looking at slow flows as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 westbound at Eastern, you're pretty much bumper to bumper through there. 515 east at Main Street, very slow through there as well. And moderate flows right now in the resort corridor of the 15.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. More bad news for the Raiders. Rookie receiver Henry Ruggs has been placed on the reserve COVID-19 list, and he is going to be out for Thursday night's game against the Chargers. So the Raiders continue to have injury issues and COVID issues. As far as those injury issues go, safety Jonathan Abram, cornerback Damon Arnett, linebacker Nick Morrow, and defensive end Cleland Farrell, four defensive starters, all continue to miss practice. It is not clear if any of those players will be able to play coming up on Thursday. UNLV basketball, their next scheduled game is Sunday at Wyoming. They had to cancel Monday's game due to COVID issues, and it's not clear if they will be able to play this weekend. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use, you can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye-bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss him once for me.
Oh, I just love it. The Christmas season is here and now. And by the way, I should remind you that this hour brought to you by Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. I will tell you, a lot of folks say, hey, what do you want for Christmas? I tell them, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. You can order it from your recliner there, or your sofa, or your kitchen table. It's just easy. And just in time for the holidays, send a great tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or a corporate logo right on each bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. It's real simple. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. Sean Hannity, I think, had it nailed. Last night, one of his monologues on his Fox News show. In fact, let's go to cut two real quick, see if we can squeeze this in. Asking the not-so-rhetorical question, why won't the fake news media cover the Eric Swalwell scandal? And it is a scandal. You don't need an investigation. Chinese spy, young, good-looking member of Congress, who, by the way, they've been tracking since long before his congressional career. But listen to Sean Hannity asking the not-so-rhetorical question, why won't the fake news media cover the Eric Swalwell scandal? Here it is.
Now, I'm going to be very clear. I don't really give a rip about his personal life. The real question is he compromised? By the way, while we're asking that question, I wonder if Joe and Hunter are compromised by China. Did he reveal secrets? Did she use his computer, perhaps when he was sleeping? But the New York Toilet Paper Times has not asked any of these questions. In fact, they've not covered the story at all, not one single report, nothing. Pretty disgusting, but always predictable on their part. According to FoxNews.com, as of yesterday, fake news CNN, MSDNC, ABC gave a whopping 2 minutes. That's because they have George, the Clinton supporter, Stephanopoulos. And NBC, CBS, they just completely avoided the topic altogether. As you can imagine, big networks also have very little interest in covering the Hunter Biden scandal, as we know. Look at media research. In the 6 days since zero experience, Hunter announced that he was under criminal investigation over his tax affairs, the one they said no credible person has ever seen anything wrong with. No, yeah, that one. Anyway, the networks allotted a whopping 9 minutes and 35 seconds of airtime to the story combined. Over 6 days. I guess that's slightly better. Then they refused to cover the scandal before the election and told us that zero experience Hunter making millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars was perfectly legit. And quid pro quo, Joe, leveraging, bragging about it on tape, $1 billion of your dollars, demanding the firing, of a Ukrainian prosecutor investigating his son. That was perfectly fine, too.
Yeah, Sean, I thought was absolutely spot on in his evaluation. You know, what is it going to take to shame somebody like the New York Times or NBC News or ABC or MSNBC or any of the fake news media? What is it going to take to shame them into actually covering these stories? Eric Swalwell, great example. Hunter Biden, great example. Where they've tried to just ignore it, they're having trouble because people are asking. They want to find out what's going on. But the fact is that when it all comes down to this, the American people are going to demand this, and the American people are going to be turned off, and they're not going to trust the media at all. And they'll trust Fox News, and they'll trust Newsmax. Eventually, this is going to come to the surface. It's going to bubble up. And you know, let's face it, folks like the New York Times and some of these news organizations, they're losing audience every single day. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com, or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Brr, it's starting to get colder, but I'm always hesitant to turn on the heater for the first time every winter. This year, I'm more confident. I called Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367. They came over, did a 21-point safety and efficiency check on my system for just $59, and their technicians are so helpful. With Home Air, it's not a sales pitch like at most national chains and box stores. Call Danny. She can set up a safety inspection for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367, or go to homeairlv.com, license 51.
Call the experts at Home Air Conditioning.
Don't let the sharks take advantage of you before you overpay that national chain or big box store. Call Home Air Conditioning for an estimate on a new air conditioning system with easy financing available. Apply online at homeairlv.com. And remember, at Home Air Conditioning, second opinions are always free. Call Danny at 702-878-8367. License number 51994. Call 702-878-8367.
Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday Hump Day edition. Just to continue on what we were talking about earlier, Joe Concha is the Hill newspaper's media watcher, and was on Fox and Friends this morning, and I was up early watching, I mean, up really early, they were talking about Hunter Biden and the Melania coverage, and how absolutely unfair it was. I mean, it was just grossly unfair. Joe Concha is with The Hill. This is cut six. Go.
Joe Biden's only gone on the record twice in terms of being asked about the Hunter Biden investigation. Both times, it was Peter Ducey who had to yell the question because he never gets called upon. Right. And the two answers that Joe Biden's given so far is, I'm proud of my son and thanks for the congratulations. And the reason why he thinks he could get away with not talking about this is because he's been trained and his staff has been trained to think that way because they saw during the campaign and now during the transition that you have a press pool that's supposed to cover Mr. Biden that's more like their audition for Silence of the Lambs 2 because they refuse to ask him about it because they're afraid they won't get access to Mr. Biden anymore, even though he probably will be the most inaccessible, most guarded president in modern times when he takes office next month, guys.
All right, so the media is slamming Melania. We've been reporting that she went to the hospital, remember the Children's Hospital in D.C., to read to the children. She's done it four times, I think, over the course of the last year. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful, right? The First Lady is taking time out of her schedule to go meet with these children that are sick and read to them. She has a heart for them. She walks into the hospital, mask on. She sits down to read 12 feet away from the kids, takes her mask off, and the media is slamming her for that. This is what CNN says. Melania Trump breaks children's hospital rules by taking her mask off to read to the patients. Daily Beast. Melania Trump does the unthinkable and removes her mask at children's hospital. Refinery 29. Melania Trump doesn't really care about hospitalized children, do you? Okay, the White House released this statement, Joe. They said, the visit followed the hospital's mask protocols for public speakers, that wearing a mask is not required when a person is giving a speech for broadcast or an audience. Provided no one is within 6 feet of the speaker, the First Lady was more than 12 feet away from others in the four-story atrium. Joe, what's your reaction?
You know the implication, right? The First Lady purposely went to a children's hospital so she may infect them with coronavirus. For starters, Melania Trump, the First Lady, has already had coronavirus. If you remember, a lot of people were focused on the president when he contracted it. She has it now, therefore she has the antibodies, therefore she probably isn't spreading it. But to your point, the implication also here is that there was a room full of kids sitting right in front of her and she was reading to them. No, there are only two children present. As you mentioned, she was still 12 feet away despite those antibodies. And the rest of the kids that were listening were in 325 inpatient hospital rooms that were broadcast throughout a live stream. Mm-hmm. Know this, Melania Trump, the First Lady, has been treated more poorly by a country mile than any other First Lady in history. And that's a shame because, to your point, Ainsley, she's just there to read to sick kids. Can't we just concentrate on that and put the vitriol aside for 3 minutes instead of attacking again and again?
He's right. You have some thoughts on this. Not so much the accuracy of what they report, but the fairness of what they report. I'm going to open up our phone lines and give you an opportunity to weigh in at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm going to tell you, this incoming administration is going to have it so easy because the fake news media is going to, you know, like my former pet, had a little mini dachshund, and you just showed her food, showed her, you know, with treats, and she would instantly roll over on her back and just beg for food. And it was really weird, is that I could try and fake her out, but she'd always know if I had food or not had food. I might have something in my hand, a pencil, but she'd know the difference between a pencil and a treat. Anyway, this administration is going to have it so easy. And they're going to limit the access to the president. You won't see any of these wide-ranging hour and 10-minute photo ops out on the lawn before getting on to Marine One. Those days are going to be over on January 20th. By the way, coming up top of the hour, very excited. One of the things I really regret is that doing a three-hour show, we understand how people come and people go. You have a busy sales conference that you have to go to. You're in your car listening to the show, and all of a sudden you got to turn off the engine and go inside. And a lot of you are habitual listeners in that you'll listen for 30, 40, 50 minutes, an hour, 10 minutes, whatever it might be, and then you have to go do something else and you turn off your radio. And that's fine. We understand that. My life is like that as well. And every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, we have Chuck Muth on, one of the smartest political guys in this area. He is the president of Citizen Outreach. And one of the things I love to do is every so often expose different parts of our show to different time slots, because we know that nobody always listens every week at 3 o'clock on Wednesday. We understand that. But what we want to do is expose you to some of the people that are a part of this show that you may not have even thought of. We'll do that coming up top of the hour. Stay where you are. My name is Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
What's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Heidi Harris from 9 to noon, and Charlie Kirk from noon to 2, AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. When given the choice of the easy way or the hard way, most of us choose the easy way. Now, is there an easy way to get to retirement? Well, for some answers, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, are there ways to make retirement planning a little less daunting?
Let's make retirement planning great again, Steve.
Let's do it.
Yes. Well, matter of fact, one of my close buddies, and he's on public broadcasting system, he's sold
probably about 50 million books worldwide. His name is Tom Hegna. Two of the books he's written, one is Paychecks and Playchecks, Lifetime Income. And then the other one, the most important one, the best-selling one, the one that's really knocking the socks out of the park, is Don't Worry, Retire Happy, 7 Steps to Retirement Security. His name is Tom Hegna. He's given me a few of the books. I've had him on the show a lot. He's a friend of the show. He's advertised a couple. But more importantly, he's given me some DVDs that explain this, his PBS special on DVD. And we have the template, the way to have those 7 steps done correctly for you, making sure you don't leave out one or two. You know, the main problem people have a lot of times is they don't know all 7 steps, Steve, or they skip over a couple. Let's put together a total 7-step plan to make sure that you have the worry taken out of retirement. If you have money in the stock market, it's great to see that lump sum. But, folks, it's not great at all to see that money disappear. And it's not great when retirement comes and we don't know what kind of income we can get for that. That's covered in step number 5 in the Don't Worry, Retire Happy series. We're going to go through all 7 steps and customize and personalize your very own total retirement plan if you're one of the next 10 callers who have at least $200,000 save for retirement.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
They are getting closer, but there is no agreement. Tom Cotton he's the senator from Arkansas. He was on Fox and Friends this morning and telling us essentially where we are on a possible COVID-19 relief bill, a stimulus bill. The number that I'm hearing right now as far as direct cash payments to Americans is $700. I personally think it should be $1,200. And again, what's the difference when it comes to the national debt? Let me play cut one real quick. This is Senator Tom Cotton. He was on Fox and Friends this morning.
It's looking like we're going to settle somewhere on what the Senate proposed and voted on with the majority of the Senate back in early September, almost 4 months ago, that would get money to those who are hurting, those who have been impacted by this pandemic that China unleashed on the world. The waitresses, the busboys, the bartenders, the janitors, the dry cleaners, people who are out of work, who are struggling at Christmas time, who are trying to make ends meet. But Nancy Pelosi admitted last week that she held all this up for months simply because she didn't want Donald Trump and the Republicans to have a victory before the election. It is cynical and it is heartless. So where we stand right now is the last two sticking points. The Democrats have been demanding a no-strings-attached bailout for cities and states who don't even have income losses. We've held the line on that. Senator McConnell has rightly said, in my opinion, Democrats should give up on that. We will compromise and not demand legal liability protection for schools and universities and businesses who are doing the right thing. That's the way you make legislation in Washington. But what we need to do is get this bill passed and get money in the hands of people who've been impacted it so they can put food on the table this month, get gifts for the kids, pay the mortgage at the end of the month. We don't need any more delay from Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrat.
Okay. I'll buy that. That's Tom Cotton, a senator from Arkansas. And they've been meeting all day long. I think they realize that they're running out of time. Like the theme song says, time is running out. And eventually these people want to go home for Christmas. And I don't think they want to go and face constituents if they don't have something for Americans to put into their stockings. I'm just telling you. That would not be a politically smart thing to do. You know, these members of the House, they got to run again in 2 years. They're not like the senators who get a 6-year term. These people have to run again and be in front of the voters beginning soon. Oh, my God. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, and by the way, we'll talk about the CCSD, Teachers Union Memorandum of Understanding. We'll talk about the election. We'll talk about a little bit of everything. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. That's all coming up live and local. And by the way, on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner?